what you do is you give the tax cut, right, which stimulates the growth, and then you start to lay people off once the growth is starting to occur. Those people, because of the growth and their experience in government businesses, are ideal candidates to work in the private sector. They have inside political knowledge and organizing knowledge on how the government works. Okay, let's say Johnny here opens up his own catering company, right? Mm-hmm. And a friend of his worked in the government in getting business permits and so on, right?
Right.
Now, his friend comes to him and said, well, I've got severance pay because I've just been laid off at my job in the government, working in the permits department, right? Now, Johnny has saved money from working at Horizon. Let's say he saved $10,000, right? And this other person has $10,000, right? And he goes, okay, let's open up a partnership. You're a great chef. I've got the business acumen. You've got the cooking acumen. Let's open up our own restaurant. The knowledge that that person has learned will speed up the process of Johnny getting his business permits and building permits and everything to open up his restaurant, which in turn stimulates even more the economy. Johnny's business just opening up. You need suppliers. You need the farmers to supply the suppliers. You need the guys that sell the fertilizer, the seeds, and so on. So one business has created more jobs. Can you close the door, please? It's getting a little chilly in here. Mark's body temperature is dropping. And I'm working overtime to get it bumped up. So by having a tax cut, what have you done?
You created trickle-down economics.
And it does work.
In some circumstances, yes, I'll agree with that.
And in what circumstances doesn't it work?
In circumstances where you have, like I say, budgets going out, the government, as you're talking about, wants to, you know, cut off the revenue to speed up the money coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, checks are going to come due that can't be paid for. You thought the government shutdown that we just dealt with a while ago mm-hmm. was bad. It would be nothing compared to the tax cuts that are being predicted by the Republicans.
No, I beg to differ. I beg to differ wholeheartedly. For example, there are a lot of useless programs in your country that can be done away with. There's a lot of programs overseas. For example, what I read last week concerning giving nuclear reactors and financial aid to North Korea. Why do they need that financial aid? They've been doing fine without it.
We know why. I read, Mark, the whole newspaper report the other day. Mm-hmm. Or weren't you in the night?
I don't recall.
Okay. The report stated that North Korea right now is suffering some of the worst economic meltdowns, I'll use the expression, that it's ever experienced in its entire time. People all over the country are not getting food, medical attention, and the poor are getting a lot poorer. The middle class is disappearing, and the upper class is not helping.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay, now what happens if it gets worse? Just because you give them money, right, and food doesn't cure the problem.
No, but you don't give them money and food, and they go ahead and use those reactors or those spent fuel rods they've got to create some nuclear bombs to basically hold a country at ransom and go to war, thereby creating...
They've already done that. It's too late for that, Russ. It's too late for that.
Well, the country's going down the tubes otherwise.
Exactly. Why give them more money?
Because they're going to get desperate.
Why? If the people get desperate, what will they do?
Overthrow the government?
Exactly.
The army controls the government.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't going to rise up against the army. The army is the people.
That's right. But they would take care of themselves. They will remedy the matter themselves. So why give them $1 or $2 billion?
Because the army and people in control are going to say, well, hey, look at the South. They've got what we don't have. Mm-hmm. They're a country who are doing economically great.
Mm-hmm.
We want that country. Okay, it's been going on for the last 40 years.
They can't do it because they don't have the muscle to do it. They no longer have China as an ally. They no longer have the Soviet Union. They cannot do it.
Won't stop them from trying. They're desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of rising up against their government, the government will get them to rise up against South Korea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll kill off a bunch of people. Problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking at.
And that's the way it is, unfortunately.
Well.
But by giving them money and food, right, you're just extending the due date on when it becomes due and they rise up later on. It may not be, next year or the year after that, but it's going to come. And whoever is in office is the person that's going to be dumped with the burden. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. Whoever it is, and it happens, they're going to look pretty damn bad. Okay. Next question. Johnny.
Well, I mean, with politics being such as they are, I can't see where our conversation or my opinion one way or the other really makes a difference. I really can't see how my lonely voice makes a difference on this planet. And it saddens me.
Yeah, true. It is a sad situation. The fact that it doesn't matter how many votes one party gets one way or the other, right? Who really decides who gets elected?
The Electoral College.
Correct. And as the Electoral College only makes up 15% of the population, right? Mm-hmm. It's not the people voting in either Clinton or Dole. It's not them. Who is voting in is the Electoral College, a selected bunch of individuals, and screw the fact that I'm butchering your language. Okay. Who threw the banana skin on the floor? I think I did, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move along.
Abortion. Okay.
What about it?
The Republicans, they want to end it.
Uh-huh.
According to Kemp, and this is in his own words, he wants to give all the protection that they can give.
What right does a man have to decide what a woman does with her body?
I agree completely. And that's why I'm saying that they want to give all the protection they can give for the unborn. Now, what if they're president? Well, they can, with a Republican Congress, they can give a lot of protection. And basically what Kemp said was persuasion, not intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
given
I'm
the
sorry,
facts,
but the president can persuade pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to pass in Congress numerous bills.
They have no right to interfere in the decision of a woman.
I agree. They do. They feel they do.
End of subject.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question.
Affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
Dole and Kemp want to eliminate affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
They've passed numerous bills. Clinton has vetoed every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to continue affirmative action. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that is in the best interest of the poor and the needy. With affirmative action still in place, it gives them a chance to make it.
I'm going to scream discrimination for the simple fact that they won't offer me a job because I'm an alien and I'm a woman. The fact that I'm not qualified for the job is besides the point.
In fact, you don't have a work card or visa, probably have a lot to do with it too.
Affirmative action worked fine to start off with. It no longer works for the simple reason that if I owned a business, right,
mm-hmm.
on your planet and I was legal, right,
right.
and I applied for the job, right?
Right.
And they turned me down because I didn't meet the specifications that they needed for it. I could go screaming to the court and say they discriminated against me because I have pointed ears and I'm a woman.
But here's the deal. Any employer under affirmative action who would hire you, would they get a $1,500 tax break?
Can we rephrase that to a $1,500 bribe?
A $1,500 bribe to hire you
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that you are a woman with pointed ears,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to some white guy
who may be better qualified and do a much better job.
Now, I've seen affirmative action in its reality. okay? And it came to a point, I mean, we're pretty much past this, but I mean, I actually experienced this, where here I was, white, single, male, trained professional, and I had other people that were taking jobs away from me that were underqualified, and it ended up where...
You're missing one thing. Angry single white male.
Get angry. It was frustrating for me.
Thank you, Johnny. I'm glad that you came and explained it 10 times better than I could have.
But, I've experienced this firsthand.
So
I found it very frustrating. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're replacing me with,
and they're still saving
people.
Money. They're still saving a dollar.
Saving money.
Mm-hmm.
But what about me? What about me and my qualifications? Okay.
But
where you're at. Now I'm looking at the future.
Yes, but the fact is that Johnny has explained extremely well the fact that affirmative action does not work. In fact, it impedes growth. For example, let's take Johnny, right? Johnny created Judy's in essence, right? He made it what it is.
Yeah.
Right? Now, when Johnny was getting ready to leave, correct me if I'm wrong, they brought in a new guy to learn under you, right? They're now paying an excellent chef that cooks a little bit too spicy, in my opinion, but that's besides the point. They're paying his wages and the new person that's going to replace him, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're paying two sets of wages. What have they just done?
I didn't know it cooks too spicy.
Because I've heard Mark's taste buds go pop.
Oh.
But what did they do? They stimulated the economy by employing somebody that is an apprentice, right? They're paying taxes for that person. That person is in turn paying taxes, as well as Johnny's taxes, right? You've got a person that is the teacher and the pupil.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying two sets of wages, right? You've stimulated the economy, even in a small, minute way. You've stimulated that economy because Johnny has now moved on to bigger and better things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person that replaced him will probably need an assistant because of the legacy that Johnny left behind of a growing and thriving restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which in turn stimulates the economy even more. This person's being paid a little bit less because he's a new guy and he won't get his pay increase yet. But because he is working and doing a good job and was taught by an excellent chef and is learning as he goes, they will need to bring in somebody to help him as an extra prep cook or a sous chef. Is a sous chef second chef?
Correct.
Correct. So you're stimulating the economy even more.
Okay.
I'll give you an example of what Johnny just said having a fantastic effect. There was a lady that was, I believe, somewhere in Eastern Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her husband died or left her. She had seven children, right?
Right.
And she was quite wealthy, but she always had people showing up at her doorstep coming for dinner and staying for dinner and then leaving. And it was always, this is your uncle Andre Andropov. This is your uncle Leopold Stokowski. This is your uncle... a very close friend. And these people were total strangers, very poor, very hungry, and they would come and eat at this lady's house, even though she was getting poorer and poorer herself. She worked long hours, stitching clothing, making wonderful clothing to buy food so that these poor people could eat. Her seven children learned from this. And in turn, later on in life, they returned the favor by helping the community and so on. One of them is still alive. In fact, the youngest is still alive. Do you know what her name is now?
Hmm.
I'll give you a clue. She lives in India now.
Oh, I got her. Teresa.
Mm-hmm. She learned the most important thing is you don't give somebody money because they will go off and buy something silly. You give them a loaf of bread. You give them the soup. You make them the sandwich. And in return, the feeling that you get is much better because you've thought it through. Instead of giving them money and getting them out of your head, you've helped them.
as you said before, you should teach them to build the, to make the bread, to cook, you know, bake the bread, and do all this kind of stuff.
And now it gets heavy.
I thought it just got heavy.
Greetings and felicitations.
Greetings, Corton.
Greetings, Russ. Greetings, Johnny. Okay, let us get down to business. Communications is my field, as you are no doubt aware of. Let me explain that, as Ashnar stated, we have had our hand forced in this situation. The current situation is a go, unfortunately, on projects that we were working on that had to be delayed due to lack in information. We are now going with those projects without the information we were looking for. This is a risky move. The risk is ours and yours. If our calculations are wrong with the data that is missing, then we suffer and you suffer. You can go ahead and release if you can locate them. Here's predictions. You have a green light on going ahead with Tears astral travel. You have a green light on explaining the intervention of certain hostile alien organizations. You have a green light on going ahead and exposing governmental agencies and their actions in connection with this alien problem. But a word of caution, do this in a positive action, explaining that you understand why the aliens are doing this and your heart goes out to them in their error, in their judgment, and that one day you hope that they will have understanding, love, and compassion and will no longer use others as a tool for their own ends. Questions?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that we're talking about here is already out there. So all we're doing is confirming that information currently in everybody's possession.
In essence, yes. What you're also doing is painting the other side of the coin that has been left out. You are telling the other side of the story, the fact that individuals die to try to stop these abductions. Individuals put their lives on the line every day to prevent harm.
But that's my conclusion all along. Yes. We should have that out there. I'm glad we agree.
We were not planning to do this for at least 5 years. We have had our hands forced in this situation.
We don't have 5 years for it, huh?
I am aware of that fact.
Okay. All right. News and headlines. Each week I'm going to be asking if anybody got any news and headlines to add to the page. Obviously, this will be used and it'll be accessed a lot more than will the regular
archives.
I
have already stated my news release.
Oh, that is a news release.
That is part of it, yes.
Oh.
It will be edited by you, and Kara will use her judgment, as will Ashtar's statement.
Okay.
An editorial will be delivered by Amal.
Okay. All right. Shall I put that on the Amal's desk? Or should I put that in separate?
Letters from the commander's desk, as it were.
Okay. Got it. Okay. On the aspect of secret government. Okay, so we're going to stay outside the gray areas, I assume.
You are going to try.
Okay.
It is inevitable that you will be watched from time to time.
Okay.
That is something that you must learn to be cautious about.
Okay.
Do not use your heart. Use logic in this.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to mix in the headlines with some human interest.
Correct.
Loosely speaking.
Alien sightings, the occasional Elvis sighting.
Do we add in abductions?
Yes. Locations.
Okay.
If we have any luck in deterring, you can put that in.
Can we also add in, as you mentioned here, those responsible for the particular ones that we're going to be adding in?
Correct. You can add in the groups of individuals that are doing the abducting.
This is going to get heavy. Okay, I'm up for it.
I believe Tia warned you that it was going to get heavy.
Yeah, I didn't expect this. This is a shocker. Okay, now then, on the question of Zeta Talk.
Deal with your kettle first.
All right, we're online. Okay, on the question of Zeta Talk. We don't confront them directly, but we address the actions that they take on their web page through our web page.
Right.
This is an alternative, I take it.
What you do is you take their statements, their comments, and you disassemble their statements, taking a sentence or a paragraph at a time. You put in the rebuttal, explaining the contradictions, the incontinuities, and our statements in return.
Okay. Yeah, they have a quite a few mirror sites, which means that they get a lot of business. And I'm hating to see all the wrong information going out to people who are gullible.
Correct.
Okay. The one point I've got is the lady who contacted us, who has channelings from Ashtar Command. Shall we look to any more assistance on that line? As far as a mirror site there, possibly.
Possibly, yes. You use that on itself. From what statements I've heard concerning you and Mark, does Mark not use your blade against you as a weapon?
Mm-hmm.
Do so with them.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. I believe the correct phrase would be debunk them.
Right.
They are doing more harm. We are not angry or upset. We are just concerned that the harm that they are doing.
Yeah, I didn't realize it the scope until I actually got in there and checked it out myself. And it's inconceivable what they're putting out there. It's so many lies.
No, not lies. Half-truths. Truths worded in a way. They are like politicians. And when I say politicians, I mean all politicians. Mm. They can turn and twist things that are true in such a way that they remain true, but the meaning is totally different.
Okay, so as they say, Zeta Talk's MJ-12's mouthpiece, we're essentially working on Haiti-based mouthpiece here.
I do not like the term mouthpiece. It makes us sound like a dictatorship.
Would be a better term to utilize besides mouthpiece.
A voice of reason.
Thank you.
Or logic.
Okay. Voice of reason and logic.
Which shows you the difference between the two groups.
Right.
They say mouthpiece.
Important to clarify.
We say voice of logic.
Reason and logic. I like using both.
Either or either.
Or the other.
One or the other or both.
Okay. I like using both personally.
Okay.
Now, with escalating all this, it is going to put us in a position of being at a little bit higher risk.
Correct.
Not just with our government, but also with the Greys.
Correct.
Would this increase the chances of abduction?
Sadly, yes.
Well, I haven't been implanted yet. I hope I don't. Doesn't sound like much fun.
We have ways to circumvent their implantations.
Okay.
And if they do, we will use it as a weapon.
Against it. Good point. I forgot about that.
They implant you. And a very entertaining analogy I heard is from Tia. They implant you with a transmitter and you go achoo. Or rather, you go achoo on our command.
Oh, okay.
Johnny understands the analogy. Please explain to Russ.
Yeah, I don't get it.
We'll talk about it later, great.
Okay, well, the rest of this is all basically, you know, worthless stuff on ZetaTalk, which you already got reports on.
Yes.
So there's no point in going over that. I just can't believe that, you know, they tell us there was no such thing as Atlantis, you know, stuff like that.
It is hard to believe sometimes that people will take and turn and twist things so badly. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next speaker.
Okay.
Greetings, Russ. Greetings, Johnny.
Greetings, Omar.
Greetings, Omar.
I think that's the first time we've gotten all three in one room.
Yes, it is unusual.
Session, yeah.
It is not unknown, but it has been some time.
True.
It is a workout for the Chandler's body.
It's a workout for us.
You may want to get him a blanket or something as his body temperature is still dropping.
You got it, Johnny? Okay.
Okay, let us continue.
Alrighty. We have numerous stuff to go through with you here. First off, I'm going to address a couple questions I got from Serena. And see if this way I can get some answers that I couldn't give her. All right, we know that fourth dimension is time, fifth dimension is space.
Correct.
What do we call the sixth dimension?
Understanding. It is where the lessons of each is brought together.
All righty. I know Tal's in.
Yes.
So I'm going to save a question for him. Now then. Well, I have a number of stuff on our conspiracies that I need to go over with you.
Okay.
But what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to read this as it was written for the sake of the webpage.
Okay.
And if you'll please then just comment as we go through each point.
Okay.
All right. Now, facts to put on the webpage on this report can then be confirmed or denied.
Right.
You don't have to go into anything more than that if you don't wish.
Okay.
All right. In 1953, asteroids that were spotted turned out to be spaceships moving towards Earth, and the government arranged a meeting through computers using binary code.
This was not so.
Okay.
Due to the fact that asteroids are asteroids, you cannot mistake them, or spaceships cannot be mistaken for asteroids. If at a distance it appears to be an asteroid, it is more likely that it is an asteroid. If it appears to be a spaceship, then it is more likely that it is a spaceship. After all, you would see the light from the vehicles before you would see any shadows or any shapes. The shapes were seen first, so ergo, it is asteroids.
Okay.
As for using binary code, a primitive communication device to communicate with a spacefaring technology, you can put in, I believe you would say, LOL.
Laugh out loud. Okay. All right. Because I was going to say, where is the fleet? It's not
correct
there, because they're calling it the Hubble telescope, is spot keeping an eye on this thing. And Mark's been out there numerous times, hadn't seen anything even looks remotely like that.
I believe the nearest current space fleet is approximately 35 light years away, and
it's yours.
Increasing in distance.
Who is it?
Just a third dimensional.
Oh. Okay.
What we refer to, the Greys?
No.
It's not the Greys.
No, it's not the Greys.
Would it be the Arcturians?
No, it's not the Arcturians.
Right?
Pretty close.
Pretty close, okay.
Then to arrive at your planet with the vessels that they have, it would take them approximately 90 to 100 years at their current speed.
Oh, okay. We'll have to worry about that. On a side note, thank you for the short but sweet tour last night.
You're welcome. We will come back at a later time.
Okay. All right. I think I stumbled because I wasn't meant to see at the point, but I understand what you're talking about. All right. Now, okay. Meanwhile, even though this didn't happen, we'll go on with this. Meanwhile, human type of extraterrestrial called for Earth to dismantle nuclear stockpiles and stop polluting, and we're on a path to self-destruction. Eisenhower rejected these demands and instead worked with the Greys, who then landed at Holloman Air Force Base.
Okay, let's just stop there.
Okay.
Okay. A spacefaring technology that could demand the dismantling of nuclear weapons would be a pretty powerful bunch of individuals. They would have to demonstrate their capability. They would not be stupid and be naive and believe that just the fact that they're spacefaring race, they could do as they wish. They would need to demonstrate. As for pollution, you think their technology would not be offered free of charge to clean up your planet if they were so inclined?
No, I don't think so.
So therefore, again, it did not happen.
Okay. Now, how about the Greys at Holloman Air Force Base?
Yes, that is likely.
Now, they appear...
Continue on your reading.
Okay. They apparently demonstrated their power by creating power outages that can be confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
In which they could not turn the power back on, no matter how hard they tried.
Yes.
Okay. They said the planet was dying and needed quarters to conduct genetic experiments so they could survive. Said they would trade technology, i.e. spaceships and other items. And the treaty was signed with Eisenhower. And our part of it was non-interference and would keep their present secret. Their part of it was they could abduct humans, but not harm them and return them to the place they abducted them from with no memory.
Of course, they had since reneged on this agreement.
Of course, since they have.
Actually, it was not Eisenhower who signed it.
It was
somebody who is just as dead as Eisenhower, unfortunately, and cannot answer the accusations. But he was involved in your government in a very key instrument later on.
Hoover?
No.
Nixon.
Correct.
Well, good job, Johnny. Excellent, dude. All right. Bases at Four Corners and S4.
Yes. And no.
Okay, at S4.
No, at S4.
Oh, yes, at Four Corners?
Correct.
Mm. Multi-billion-dollar black budget for this was established.
Not multi-million.
No, multi-billion.
Not multi-billion either.
Multi-trillion?
Not even that.
Oh, even smaller.
Much smaller.
Oh, okay. According to the report, George Bush, who was CEO of Zapato Oil at the time, arranged shipments of drugs to come through.
No.
Okay.
No. This is because at the time he already had political aspirations. To be involved with drugs for his political aspirations would have destroyed him. Do you think that your press, even back then, would not have snooped around and exposed him?
I would think so, yeah.
Correct. Do you not think that it would have been exposed when he was president or even running for his second term?
True. That would kill him. Kill any political aspirations he'd have.
Even at an early start, yes.
Okay. MJ-12 was then set up to oversee all developments with the aliens.
Correct.
Okay. Jason Society and MJ-12 are, in fact, the secret government.
And they are, in fact, the same thing.
Okay.
They are just a different branch.
Okay.
Many members of one are members of the other.
And some who are in J society have no idea what MJ-12 is.
Right.
Okay. Theoretically, 1 in 40 people are implanted with devices which control them. Okay.
Think about the population of your country. That would be a major undertaking.
That's right.
Even for somebody that is is a superior technological level, that would be a major undertaking. That would be a mass abduction on a nightly basis of 200 to 300 plus just to implant these implants.
Well,
and as for tracking, you would need a major force of computer technology and individuals just to monitor these 40%.
Right there.
The.
Okay. Well, they call it, they say 25 million citizens have been abducted and implanted.
In actual fact, I would estimate that it may be 10,000 at most in your country that have been abducted. And as for implanted, I would drop that down to maybe 1,000. Of those that 10,000 that have been abducted, I should say 9,500 plus have been returned.
Okay. By 89, 9 million, 3 million grays are now within the Earth complex.
No. Again, where would you hide them?
I don't know. I'm just, like I said, reading what I'm getting here. Okay, so a significant number less than that.
Very much significant. Okay. Remove quite a number of those zeros.
Okay. Now, what about the complex in Sedona that we've talked about numerous times?
Yes. That does exist.
That does exist, and this is part of the Four Corner group, you might say.
A branch office.
And these are connected by underground tunnels?
The branch offices?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
There are tunnel systems, certainly, and the possibility is there. But again, it would be a major undertaking in excavation that would take a considerable length of time, even with the technology. After all, it took us close to 6 months to carve out an area on the base for an increase in habitation.
Oh, okay. So the tunnel complex would be for the individual places that they're working on.
Correct.
Okay. All right. 11, level 7 at Dulce, D-U-L-C-E, called Nightmare Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Where would be Dulce? That's the Four Corner area?
Yeah, I believe so, but I'm not familiar with it.
I'll try to find it, but I doubt it's going to be on any map I look at. Okay. This is why Russia dropped communism, because of America letting them know what was happening over here with the aliens.
No.
Okay.
You can put in, again, LOL, laughs out loud.
Okay.
The reason communism failed is because it does not work with the amount of bureaucracy and corruption.
Okay. This is also the reason why Star Wars was developed.
No.
Okay.
Star Wars was developed to fight primarily nuclear attacks and also be expanded for eventual exploration and possible search for extraterrestrial life more than is being done so.
Okay, yeah, because for Star Wars to work, they would have to get the technology from the extraterrestrials. Why give them technology that's going to get rid of them in the long run here?
Correct.
It wouldn't make any sense at all.
No.
Okay, announcements are soon to be made in cooperation with the Greys for a landing in Area 51, in which the world will be let in on the secret.
I cannot confirm that.
Okay. Supposedly, though, they will be bringing gifts, a cure for AIDS, cancer, and aging. And they say they've come to save us from the reptoids, who they actually already work for. And that one currency, worldwide currency, will then be developed. It's pretty sci-fi at this point.
It sounds like somebody has been imbibing too many happy tablets.
Something like that, or too many flowers, one or the other. If they have them, that is. All right, supposedly there is the scenario of the good aliens and bad aliens, and MJ-12 is promoting the bad aliens.
I think MJ-12 is doing what they think is best.
Best for them or best for us?
Best for everybody concerned.
Okay.
They are caught in a rock and a hard place.
Now, as you said, the Greys have reneged on the deal. Does this mean the deal now has then gone sour?
That would be something.